Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk one more time this week about the amazing, amazing love of God and what God has given to us, but in a slightly different way. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week so far, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs and they're archived there. You can go to the Ave Maria app and just download them, listen to these at your leisure. What I've done over the last 4 days is just try to open up as much as possible using scripture, catechism, the saints, and others for us to be able to gaze on the love of God and to receive it, to be able to hear it, receive it, because this is the key to our own happiness. This is the key to being able to walk in joy, to live as a child of God, to be able to, no matter what the circumstance. I often think about Peter's first letter, when Peter is talking to this marginalized, small new community of believers in Asia Minor, and they're in this huge Roman Empire where they're claiming all kinds of gods and the emperor's a god, and it's costing them to believe. And they're just a small band. It's all new. And they're paying a high price, and Peter's recognizing it. He's recognizing, he said, you know, the trials that you're undergoing. And some of the trials is that some people are being martyred. And others are just, I mean, it's a big cost. There was a big cost there. But then Peter's marveling at them. And he said that even though you have all these trials, you're still filled, and you haven't even seen him. I love this part, because what I hear in that, and Peter talking about, without having even seen him, you love him. And Peter's thinking probably, I saw him. I walked with him for 3 years, and I saw him and touched him after he rose from the dead. I saw him ascend into glory. That's an advantage. Peter's marveling at the work of God in these people, the power that was at work in them, the transformation, the courage, the faithful witness that was present in their lives. And he said, without having even seen him, you love him, and you're filled with unutterable and exalted joy. That's real. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. God's love poured into their hearts, and they got it, and they're living from it, and they know they possess the pearl of great price, the treasure hidden in the field, and they got it. And they weren't worried about not being on the fast track in the Roman Empire, or getting a big footprint, or having secure friends in powerful places, and all the rest of that stuff. They know what they received. And boy, they were radically responding to it. And God's promises were coming about in their lives. It was being fulfilled. The Lord said this would happen. They would be filled with all joy. The Holy Spirit would give them gifts, and they were given gifts, and they were operating in gifts. And the joy of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, Peter's marveling, the fruits are coming alive in this young community. This is what we should be experiencing in our parishes. And people just filled with wonder, parishioners filled with wonder, like, wow, I got to tell you, I want to tell you what God's doing in my life. I want to tell you the grace that I've been experiencing, the new ways of seeing and understanding, experiencing God, and the healing I experienced in my heart toward my relationship with my Father, or whatever it is. He's with us. Jesus is with us. We're not just checking boxes. We're not just fulfilling a duty. We're living with a person in a communion of persons who've been made alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a kind of lukewarmness that's so present. I mean, you could just see statistically, it's so sad to see how few people, for example, attend Mass on Sundays regularly. I mean, it's really critical that we do that. It's a commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day. And it's a commandment, and to love God, express and keep those commandments. It's one of the most important commandments the Lord gives us, to honor the Lord's Day, to set our gaze on him. And then, what is it, maximum like 20% of baptized Catholics in the United States go to church on a regular basis? I think regular in most of these polls means at least twice a month. And who goes every week? What does it get us down to, like single digits, 11%? I don't know. But it's shocking. What it tells us is they don't know what they don't know, that they've sort of put a toe in the water, but they're not all in. Haven't yet come to know the pearl of great price, the treasure hidden in the field, which is the radical love of the Father that we've been talking about all week. The fulfillment of our deepest longing is there. But there's a challenge that people face. Like, do I want to go all in? Do I really want to do that? What is that going to do to my life if I really go for it and put this relationship with God at the center of my life? What's it going to do to the things I love to do? How I want to use my time? What I want to do with my treasure? What I want to do with my body? I don't know. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my toe in the water. I'm going to hedge my bet a little bit. And I'm not even sure if it's all as real as people talk about. I don't really know if there's a heaven. I don't really believe in hell. I don't think hell's real. If God is who God says he is and he's love, I can't believe anybody goes to hell. Those kinds of consequences, I think people can think those things. We can rationalize. In the meantime, I want to make sure I get everything here on earth that I can get, or I just want my own convenience. I want to live out of my own convenience, and I want to be the master of my life. I want to be the decision maker. I want to be the definer of my identity and what's meaningful and what I think is good and all the rest of that. And so we're not even half in, half out. I've been baptized, but literally don't know the Lord, don't know the love of God. And because if we did know the love of God and what Jesus did, and what he did for us, and we are open and welcoming to the Holy Spirit, and we're just pursuing the graces that we've been given in baptism and confirmation, that we're hungering after God, and we started getting filled up by God, by the grace of God, that happens. God's promise is fulfilled. He said, if you hunger and thirst for holiness, you're going to get it. And it's so easy in this world to think, yeah, holiness, I don't know. Usually when getting holy means you kind of check out of everything that's fun. Everything that's kind of exciting and under my control and my dreams and the rest of it. It's a big giant deception, but it's a great sadness to see the condition of the church. And on top of that, like even statistically, the majority of Catholics, baptized Catholics, don't live any differently than people who don't even believe on some huge moral issues. So they're not transformed. They're not renewed. They're not. And sometimes it can be like the wider world and not all in, not even quite sure, because we bump up against, we don't like the claims and the totality of what belongs to Jesus and what we owe him and what we owe God. We don't want to get that far. For example, and a lot of people don't come to faith or don't want to talk about it very much. They've heard it and they don't want to embrace it for a bunch of different reasons. You know, things like claims that Jesus makes, that Jesus is Lord. All power and authority belongs to him, which means I have to let go of my self-rule. I'm not a little God. I'm not a king, the master of my own life. If he's Lord and all power and authority belongs to him, I'm called to live under that authority. And that means giving up my radical autonomy. People don't want to do that. Or claim even that Jesus alone saves. People, John 14:6, people seem to be offended by that. Like his exclusive claim to be the one savior of the world. Well, that's true. He is. Some people don't like it. They kind of walk away from it. The choices that we make in this world. You know, we have a show called The Choices We Face. And Ralph Martin talks a lot about this particular one. I'm thinking of the eternal consequences. You see people like, but first of all, how can there be a hell if there's a loving God? How could a loving God send someone to hell for a particular act? How could, you know, all kinds of things. People said, forget it. And so they take offense at God. They take offense at God who is love and just miss the point because their mind's not renewed. Or even the idea that hell is real and it's eternal. That's a big deal for a lot of people. Judgment's real and final. Christ is the only one who can forgive our sins. And a lot of people say, look, I'm a good person. Yeah, so I stumble and fall. I do a variety of things, but I don't need some kind of religion to make me right. But no, you can't. You can't get your sins forgiven apart from Jesus Christ. He's the one. Every word that comes out of our mouth is going to be judged. People hate that idea. Faith requires obedience. That's another big one. I mean, yes, I get the love thing, but Jesus connects love, kingdom love, to obedience. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And people don't want to do that. I don't want to have to obey. I want to do what I want to do. The cross is the only means for salvation. Only the humble inherit the earth, the humble and the meek. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things that the scripture communicates, that Jesus teaches, the apostles teach, that human beings take offense at, especially today with kind of the woke religion and New Age stuff, and everybody's got their own religion. You notice every kind of popular form of those religions, all of it allows me to celebrate everything I want to do. I don't really have to give up anything that I don't want to. And that means I'm a little God who's creating my own little kingdom and demanding that other people recognize it and genuflect to it in some way, celebrate me in it. And it's just an incredibly bad deception. And it just leads, you can just see it. It leads to a degrading of what's fundamentally human. You can see already in the earth, and you can see it how following those paths already takes people into a place where they're just further and further away from their own humanity, further and further out of touch with reality. And God wants us to see reality as it is. That's why he sent his son. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I came to turn the lights on so people can actually see what's going on and the absurdity of the human decisions that are being made, the definitions of human life, and the insane rejection of God, denial of God and the existence of God, and the belief in only a big bang thing. You know, it all came from nothing and it means ultimately nothing and all of that. Inside the human heart, there's a deep, deep resistance to the will of God. We've been celebrating this week, Monday through Thursday, the wonder of God's love, the magnitude of God's grace and glory at work for those who say yes to him, the destiny he has for each and every one of us, the magnificence of that love, the overwhelming healing power that it has when we welcome it into our lives and we live from it and we come to agreement with it. We say, yeah, that's who I am. I'm a child of God. I've been forgiven. I'm radically loved. All day, 24/7, his gaze on me is one of favor, of love. Even when he's purifying me, I'm on a path to ultimate fulfillment, and it's a gift to me. But because the human heart resists, because the human heart wants to be God, wants to be in charge of everything, wants to pursue the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, pleasure, fleshly pleasure, lust of the eyes, gold, diamonds, glitzy, whatever, and the pride of life. I want to strut through the world. I want to be recognized. I want to be honored. I want to be celebrated. I want to be lifted up. I want power. I want influence. All that's there. And to become a follower of Jesus, you got to let it all go. And that's why people don't let it all go. Friends, let's let it all go so we can receive the true light, the true love, and live in the freedom that we truly long for. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.